Now, this is going, this is an audio boo. Hello, everybody out there. I just had to grab Robert's last guest, Graham here, Jessica Mowboy.
Hi, Graham.
Now, I think you're quite interesting, you, and I don't mean that in a creepy way.
All right.
But your star of the latest film is just coming out on the 7th of November,
That's
isn't
correct,
it?
Yes.
Yeah, so what I'd like to ask you is, right, is... Well, tell them a little bit about the film first.
Yeah, so, sure. Basically. So I star in a film called The Sapphires, and my name is Jessica Mowboy, and I play the role of Julie McRae. So she's the youngest of her sisters from The Sapphires, and I guess she's kind of, you know, because she's the youngest, she's quite bullied around, and she's has the voice. And I guess through her journey, she realises that she really needs to kind of reunite her sisters and her cousin. It's about four Aboriginal women who in 1968 go to singing country music and form soul music, and go to Vietnam to sing for the troops.
Yeah, there's trailers out there and everything. And check it out, everybody. And also check out your song, because you co-wrote or the song that's on the soundtrack, don't you? Is it Gotcha?
Yeah, I've never written anything like it before. It's very different to, you know, my R&B pop music.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just kind of came out of the blue, and you know, it got pitched for the film. So
who did you write it with?
I wrote it with a guy named Ilan Kidron in Australia.
Is that the guitarist in the video, by any chance?
Oh no, a lot of them are friends actually, and quite a few of my band members. But yeah, I do have quite a few, a lot of beautiful songwriters that I write with in Australia.
Yeah. So what do you play as well?
I play piano and a bit of guitar. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to coming back and, you know, maybe doing a few, you know, intimate personal, up close and personal shows. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I'm going to get and the Sapphires, what are they doing now?
Yeah, well, they're, I guess the original Sapphires are still back within the community in Sydney.
Yeah.
A while ago, I guess during their career and helping the community, they built a youth Indigenous medical centre, a health centre.
What's the name of it?
It's just pretty much Redfern. And pretty much within their community, they're helping the new generation, really.
Good
yeah.
For them. So yeah. You think you might be singing with them in the future? Do you think maybe?
We did quite a bit throughout, you know, doing the film. I mean, they came on set a few times and off set, and I guess really told some of their stories to us. It was amazing.
Because I've heard stuff at Northern Soul Nights by bands called it. Band called the Sapphires. Is that them?
Right, no. They were originally called the Kamaragunja Songbirds, which was within their community.
A bit long. I know. She picked a bit on the bass drum.
I know. Poor Chris O'Dowd.
He's in the film as well.
He plays our wonderful manager during our journey to Vietnam. But he's you know, he's an amazing and so talented. Yeah. I mean, you know, everyone knows that he's funny and he's a comedian, but he really, really showed himself, you know, to us and allowed him to come all the way from here.
Yeah.
You know, from the UK and to travel to Australia he didn't know what he was getting into. Being a part of his family now, so it's
cool.
Awesome.
So when I think I read somewhere that you grew up and you like Patsy Cline and Dolly
Parton.
Definitely
Patsy Cline was definitely one of my mother's favourites. I mean, she had the country and soul music played every day. And yeah, I generally, you know, would go into country music talent quest and, you know, had the whole fringe and the cowboy hat.
All right. My
false pieces. Yeah. But I guess as I grew older, that was kind of like, you know, I could see that I could draw crowds and I know.
Well, she was making you sing Patsy Cline when you were a little kid, was she dressing you up?
It was definitely a favourite of mine, personally. But,
that's great stuff, you know.
Kind of grew up, really.
I love her as well. Have you been to the States?
I've been to the States to do a lot of writing. No, not Nashville.
Yeah.
Particularly a lot of Atlanta writing for me, but I want to go. I want to check it out.
Oh, there's some great, there's, I think, because as well as the Country Music Hall of Fame. There's a Music Hall of Fame, and they've got quite a lot of her bands.
I googled
the original guitar that was on I Fall to Pieces, and that's in there. And it's amazing. I went there, blew me away. Well,
that would definitely inspire me. Yeah.
Anyway, Jessica, I just wanted to chat to you because
I think
you've got a brilliant voice. Yeah, check her out, everyone. Yeah, and this film is out on the 7th of November. The single's called Gotcha. The film's called, I've forgotten the name of it again.
The Sapphires,
that's it. But check it out. I reckon that's going to be a big hit, I predict. Lovely to meet you, Jessica.
A pleasure, thank you.
Right, so then, you just... Oh.